Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
Featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
Grab a friend and just come along. WGGM Radio every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Our producer, Barbara DeLozier, out of Florida, she is our main lady that runs the show and runs this whole program and has a wide variety of programs for us to listen to on Greater Good Ministries. You can check that out at www.greatergoodministries.com or www.ggmradio.com. My show is every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, where we have guests each week that like to talk about different topics, spirituality, and things like that. Earlier, you heard a song played by Bethany Caudell, one of her new original songs called Sing Along on This Bluesy Song. She's got that out on iTunes and other places. You can also find her music video out on YouTube. Just Google her name and look up No Shoes Blues, and you'll find her there. Check it out. It's really cool. She's got a single release party coming out May 9th at her hometown in Ava, Missouri. And there are tickets going on sale. You can message me on Facebook, Amanda Dowell with one L, or you can email me, starwaya@hotmail.com, for more information. Anyway, moving right along, we have a special guest today all the way from Florida, and I always love having her because I remember the first time I met her, she told me that I needed to change a situation I was in, and she was actually right. A while back, I needed to get out of a situation, and she intuitively knew that I needed to change my surroundings and my situation. And she gave me some helpful hints and tips when I was going through this massive workshop that we went to involving angel healing and involving DNA. And I also found out that she's a private investigator, which is really cool. I'm still grateful for her today that I was able to stay with her and experience these amazing classes that I took, because I learned so much out of those classes, and I've taken it further with my readings and my healing and things like that. So she's a very top-notch reader, one of the best I know and who I would go to for advice out of Florida. So Marcia is a licensed private investigator by day and a talented healer by night. Almost 6 years ago, after having been laid off work, she actually started following her passion for metaphysical study and alternative healing. And Marcia combines the two today, along with her freelance private investigator work, which is amazing. Marcia is an angel card reader, and through her readings, she can give clients throughout the United States and Canada information that is really amazing. I mean, she barely knew me and picked me out of a crowd and brought me back, and amazing things happened, as I said before. Marcia is a certified medium, which is awesome. She's also into angel theater healing, which I am a practitioner of also. And she is a Mesa carrier for the Peruvian shaman tradition, which I know quite a little bit about also, which is really cool. She does shamanic ceremonies and practices, which is just cool. So Marcia has lived in South Florida for over 11 years, and she has two grown daughters, and they've also experienced her gift and kind of challenged her at times, and it's been quite amazing, you know, the results that happen in the end, because they end up calling her later and amazing things happen, which is so cool. I've heard so many wonderful stories from Marcia, and I'm just so appreciative. Know her as a person. If you want to reach her, you can get a hold of her at marcia.shulman, S-H-U-L-M-A-N, at gmail.com. She's a very top-notch private investigator, as I said before, one of my favorite, actually. And our call-in number today is 347-237-5339. Again, that's 347-237-5339. So now that I've told you a little bit about Marcia, and, you know, again, I've been involved with Marcia for quite a while, and we'll have to visit each other again really soon in Florida. So with that being in mind, I'm going to bring her live now to the show and let her talk a little bit more. Welcome to the show, Marcia. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much, Amanda, for that introduction. I have to tell your reading or your listening audience that you're among one of my favorite people, and you're absolutely right. We didn't know each other when you came to stay with me for the course, and it was really a wonderful 5 days getting to know you, and so I treasured that we had that time to spend together, as well as, you know, the times we've been able to talk, and of course, the times you've had me on the show, it's been great. And so I look forward to many more years of friendship.
Oh, we're going to be together for a long time with many years of friendship and many things to come. You know, I was really in a rough spot when you had first met me. I was going through a really rough time, and I had, you know, been in tears and had a lot of prayers over how I was going to get to the workshop and how it was going to happen and who I was going to stay with. And, you know, it just automatically came together, and I couldn't believe it. And then you just out of the blue knew exactly what was going on, and you had some really good advice for me that you just automatically knew, and you barely even, you know, had recognized me or knew me very long when you had actually approached, you know, kind of intuitively, you know, giving me some guidance.
Well, thank you. And I'm really grateful that things have worked out for you. I see that you're on a much better track, a much better path. And so I'm thrilled to see that.
Yeah, I really needed to go through the course at the time to, you know, gain the skills that I got, but I really found it helpful, you know, just in the readings that I do today and the work that I do, that I really needed to go through those motions and go through that to get to where I am today. And, you know, you've had a lot of courses over the course in time that you use with your investigative work too, which is, you know, quite amazing. You've done some really cool stuff.
Well, I at the time I didn't realize, but I was using my intuitive gifts a lot when I was conducting investigations, or even today when I conduct investigations. I use my intuition and just being able to do the preliminary investigation, the research, and then when I go out into the field as well. And I don't think that we can overlook that gut feeling that we often get, and that's, you know, that plays a part as well. So even though I may not at the time have been aware that I was using my intuition, looking back, I can definitely say I was. Mm-hmm. And I am so appreciative of my gift and my gifts that, you know, I really don't know where I would be today without it. So I just am thankful to God for it.
Well, you know, it ties in with what you do, which is so cool that you're researching facts and then you're taking facts and you're using, you know, your gut instinct to make something happen. And you've had that happen a couple of times with your daughters, too.
Yeah, I don't think I shared this on the last call I was, or the last show I was on a couple of weeks ago. I know I shared one story about my daughter, but you know, trust is always a big issue, not only for beginning readers, angel card readers, but also for the people that angel card readers read for. So my two daughters are not, you know, they're definitely not an exception. And so although they do want to trust what I'm telling them, what I'm channeling from the angels, they have their doubts. So my youngest daughter, Simi, had asked me to connect with the angels, and she had some questions about this young man she was dating. And so the answer, you know, I channeled the answer, and she instinctively knew that their advice was the way she should go. They suggested that she actually have a conversation with him, you know, to see where their relationship was going. They've been dating for about 4 months now. And so anyway, but this element of trust came up again, and she was doubting that, I wouldn't say she was doubting, but she just wanted to make sure. So I said, okay. And I have a number of different decks and decks of cards. And so I said, well, let's pick another card. You know, we'll pick a card from another deck. So I got out the deck and I picked the card. Well, it was exactly what I had channeled from the angels, you know, that she needed to have, she needed to be true to herself and have the conversation. And then just to put the cherry on the, you know, on the top, I got out another deck that I've rarely used, but, you know, I have used it on occasion. And I pulled another card for her. And again, it was the same reading. So she finally had to give in and say, okay, I'll broach the conversation with him when I get back home. Yeah, so, you know, I think that's really my advice to your listening audience is if they are card readers or aspiring card readers, it's just to develop trust in what, you know, in what you're getting. I think that's key to being successful at reading cards.
Mm-hmm. I like the first one, how you said one of your daughters had doubted what you had said about, I think she gave you 3 or 4 choices. I know you shared it, but I guess it's one of my favorite stories about how, you had like 3 or 4 different choices, and she said, Mom, you know, how do you know that that's not you or that's them? And then she was faced with something and it actually became a reality. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's the same daughter that I was just talking about, the youngest one. And I think you were talking about when she was asking me about a particular guy she had met and wanting to know if, you know, it was a good situation for her to date him. And she said, Mom, is that you talking or is that the angels? And you know, I said, honey, it's sometimes it's hard to distinguish because it's my voice coming through, but it's their messages coming through me. So it's not me speaking. And so she was really doubtful. And so I said, all right, test me. So she said, all right, I'm going to give you the name, you know, just a name of several different guys that I've either, you know, gone out with already or am wanting to go out with, and I want you to tell me what you're getting. So she proceeded to give me, you know, a gentleman's name, a guy's name, and finally after 5 of them, and I was relaying what I was getting, she said, okay, Mom, I believe you. Yeah.
You know, I think it's the fact that it came from Mom, you know, it's so hard. They roll their eyes at you when it comes from Mom, but then when it comes from a different messenger, they kind of, you know, they wake up a little bit and they're like, oh, you know, but at the same time, you know, you find yourself in those situations where they want to shoot the messenger too, you know, just
right,
because of what you're delivering.
Exactly. Yeah, and I have said that to her, actually. I said, you know, don't get upset with me. I'm only delivering the message.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's so true. It's so true. We have to just, you know, deliver what we're told to deliver. But I love how she came back and she said, okay, Mom, I believe you. You know, that's huge.
Right, right. And I think in the long run, both my daughters really trust what messages I get for them. But in the moment, you know, there may be some doubt. And I shared a few weeks ago with my oldest daughter a similar situation. Well, not that she was doubting it, but she got confirmation because she had had a full card reading. She had asked me for it. And then she left the next day to go to a seminar. And she was it was an all-weekend seminar, and she was sitting there 2 days after the reading, and she texted me and she said, Mom, I had this overwhelming urge to look at my watch, and, you know, while I was in the seminar, and I looked at my watch and it was 4:20. So she's pretty savvy and knows that there are such things as angel numbers. So she looked up, you know, what 4:20 meant. And it was a confirmation that the reading, you know, because it was identical to the message from the reading. So she was all excited and she, you know, she just wanted to let me know that.
That's awesome. So she looked it up in the Angel by Numbers book, and that just gives you more clarification and more guidance into it. I love that little book because those numbers mean something every time you look over at them.
Right. I think she just looked it up on the internet because she was at the workshop, but I also have that book. And, you know, I love to, even if I may not have a number in mind, I'd love to glance through it. And it is a great book to have on your shelf. It's a book by Doreen Virtue.
Yeah, I look at that book every now and then too. I have the book and then I have the internet too, like your daughter did. I'll go and research it on the internet and see, okay, well, what does that mean?
Right, right. Well,
so how are you doing since your surgery? Are you feeling any better?
I am doing great. I've progressed to using a cane, and I sometimes forget the cane and start, you know, moving around without it. After the show today, I have to go to, I start my outpatient physical therapy. I've been having at-home physical therapy, and I'm just doing really well. I'm so thankful I went ahead and had the surgery.
Yeah, they were really looking after you when you were in there, and then you did a remarkable job getting back up again and healing, and then you said you had that healing seminar. So that was a lot of energy for you.
Right, right. Yeah, you know, there's always a risk when you have surgery, and since this was elective surgery, even though for me I didn't feel like it was elective, I just couldn't stand the restrictions on my life and the pain anymore. And for your listening audience, I had total hip replacement surgery on my left side. And, you know, I've had minimal pain since the surgery, minimal, you know, as the healing process has moved along. So I'm really doing great. My the in-house or the physical therapist that would see me at home, when she released me from her care, she told me that I was her star pupil, that she said of all the people she had seen, had been seeing at the time, that you know, she wanted to acknowledge me because I do my exercises that she's given me twice a day, and I'm really, you know, committed to returning to a normal walking gait and all that. Mm-hmm. So she said I was her A pupil.
Oh, good. That's perfect. I was wondering if the healing I started sending you before and after surgery started helping. So I thought I'd ask you because you just came back and you just did so well. I mean, I even noticed on my show you were just doing excellent.
Oh, thank you. I am sure that all the healing that you send, and I have another friend that sent, you know, healing to me, I am sure that it made a difference. It definitely did. I'm really amazed at how well I've bounced back. And even, I think I mentioned that my stamina wasn't up to what I normally, you know, have. And I was a little taken aback. I just didn't stop to think, of course, having major surgery would impact my energy, but it did. But I've noticed over the last week or so that my energy is coming back, and I just, you know, it's, for me, it's been a blessing, and the opportunity to not have constant pain anymore is just really, it's the best gift of all.
Yeah, so, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
thank you.
Doing well. So, did you have anything else you wanted to talk about before we take some callers?
No, actually, I'd love to get on with taking some calls.
Okay, we've got a big question here in the chat room. Someone had gotten in a situation with a car, and they did get their car back, but there's a lot of damage, and they're saying that they were robbed. This is Loretta. They were robbed, and now she's wondering if she will get justice and compensation for this. Plus, she financed her vehicle.
Well, from a legal standpoint and all that, I don't know the ins and outs of it. So she would have to check with the the company that's through whom she financed her car. But what I'm getting is that, you know, she won't get all her money, you know, back reimbursed for her, whatever money she's putting into getting it repaired. But does it say whether she has any insurance?
She said she financed another vehicle yesterday. And she kind of got used with her other car. I think she'll get some compensation back too. I'm like you, maybe not all of it, but some of it.
Right. I think she needs to pursue several different avenues, you know, keep on the police to see what, you know, what records, what, you know, if they are, if they come across somebody that may be able, they might be able to match up with, you know, having done the damage to her car. And, you know, also just keep praying that, you know, she'll be treated fairly and right in the situation by her insurance company. And make sure she, you know, if she doesn't agree with what they, what the insurance company comes back with, you know, pursue it. Pursue it, you know, to a higher level. I mean, we have to be our own advocates. That's my, you know, that's my motto. Nobody else is going to be looking out for us, so we need to be our own advocates out there. But from an intuitive standpoint, I, you know, as I said, she will get some of her money back, but not all of it.
That's what I felt too. She's kind of going in and out of the chat room, but it's recorded, so she can go back and listen. We have another caller in here. That's area code 818. You're on with Amanda and Marcia. How are you?
Hi, Amanda. Hi, Marcia. Thank you.
Hi.
I'm calling because I'm in seeking a lawyer, and I am so confused as to where to begin to find this person, and I wanted to know if you can give me any clues or anything from Spirit to help me to have be one step closer to finding this lawyer.
Well, what I would recommend, most states have a directory. Most of them are online, but if they're not, contact the state. State Bar Association, or if you're in a major city, the city would likely have a bar association, and get a directory, find out what the best way to access the directory of lawyers. One website that you can use is, it was Martindale, Martindale, Hubble, and I think it's HUBB, ELL.com, but I think it's shortened now. But if you put that in, it'll direct you to the right website, and you can search by state and by kind of attorney. So you need to, you know, sort of have an idea of what kind of attorney you want.
Yes. I know what kind I need, and I called today, but they're all off, they all want me to pay them money for like consultations and stuff, and I'm looking for an attorney that's willing to work with me financially.
Right. You know, there are some attorneys that take cases on a contingency fee basis, but those are usually not every type of case would be on a contingency fee. So I would go to usually either the city or the state has legal aid departments that provide.
And I did contact them today as well, but I'm not a resident of the state that I need the attorney. So they said that they can't provide me any legal aid.
I don't know what to suggest.
You could do some online research and see if you could find something that would be, you know, available to you. You could look up some stuff and see what comes through. Yeah. You know, that would be your best bet, is to go online and do some looking.
Yeah, I've been doing that. Does spirit give you like any names?
That's good.
Or
no, I don't. I mean, I don't know what city or state you're calling from. So, and
she's 818. So are you in California?
I'm in California, but I'm looking for an attorney in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Yes, it's for an. It's
you
for
know,
probate.
if I think of anybody offhand, I'll let you know because I've got connections places. I can't think of anybody right now, but if I think of somebody. You know, I'll let you know. I have a feeling you're going to find somebody online, though, that's going to stick out to you. So just do some research online.
Okay. All right.
But be sure, if you find someone, be sure you check them out.
Him or her out. That's true.
Yeah, check them out.
Okay. But you think I'm going to find them online. All right.
I do.
Okay. I'll keep going.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All right. Okay. Our next caller is area code 919. You're on with Amanda and Marcia. How are you?
Hi, Amanda and Marcia. I'm great. How are you?
Great.
I'm good.
Thank you.
Good. Wanted to see if you have any insight into me being able to change jobs.
I'm getting a very strong yes that you will be able to. Are you interested in changing fields? Because I'm also getting that you won't be doing exactly what you're doing now.
No, I can't. That's the problem. So I do have to change careers altogether.
Right. That's what I'm getting, that you will be changing careers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any insight into when that might happen or what that might look like?
I'm getting like 3 months down the road that you'll be transitioning out of what you're doing and into the new job. I'm just getting, as far as how you're going to get the job, it's going to be a word of mouth thing. You can scour the papers, you can scour job boards, but it's going to be through word of mouth
that you get this job. Yeah, it's not anywhere but through other people, and it's someone you know really well that knows you really well.
Okay. And do you think it'll be a good move for me or just a temporary move?
Yeah. No, I'm getting that it's definitely going to be a great move for you. It's going to be aligned with what, you know, with your personality and what your purpose in life is. It's you're going to be a lot happier when you transition into this other job. I'm sensing that the job you're in now just really grinds you down, and it just you know, it takes all the life out of you. And,
yeah, it does.
You know, yeah, you definitely need to change jobs.
You do need to change jobs, and I feel like you're sort of unhappy about it because I can see this sort of unhappy energy about you going into it, but I want to reassure you it's what you're supposed to do. It's like that's your life path. That's what you're supposed to be doing. And so it's something that when you step into it, you're going to be happy about it. Whereas, you know, right now you're sort of clenching with fists or something. You know, it's almost like you're just sort of dreading it in a way, and you're scared, and there's a little bit of nervousness in there with it. But it seems like it's the right thing for you to do at this time because it's going to move you in the direction you want to go.
Okay. And do you think that'll be a long-term change or just something temporary?
I'm getting that it's going to be a permanent change. You're going to enjoy doing you're going to enjoy the new career so much more, and you know it's like you're going to jump in with both feet. And can I just say one more thing in addition to what Amanda said?
Sure.
You know, so often we fight the unknown because you know the known is so much more secure and you know, comfortable. But if you look at it in a different way, that the unknown really has a whole wealth of opportunity out there for you that you know, you have no idea about. Whereas the known, what your position you have now, it, in knowing all that you know about it, it sort of limits what is possible for you.
Right.
So, you know, if you look at, you know, shift your thinking about it from this is something I have to do to, oh, I'm, you know, this is an adventure. This is something that's going to, you know, just expand my life, and I'm going to be happy, and there's so much possibility in what I'm going to be, you know, what I could possibly do. It'll, you know, by shifting the way you're looking at it, the context of it, you're going to be a lot more eager, and you're going to be more open to opportunity.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's just because I'm having to completely change to a different career.
Right.
That makes me nervous, and then it also worries me that because it is a completely different change, it's going to take a really long time to make the change. So I think all that's just making me nervous and afraid a little bit.
Right. Right. But you sound like a really level-headed person, and I really believe that this change is for the best for you. And so, you know, honestly, I don't see that you have anything to worry about. You're going to be much happier,
right.
and you're more than capable to handle the job that you're going to be taking on.
Good.
Yeah, no, you're very capable. You don't need to be nervous or worried because, you know, I know it's a change. A lot of people hate changes. Your energy strikes me as one that doesn't like a whole lot of change and doesn't like to, you know, flow with the universe of change sometimes. And I know what that's like because I've been there and not wanting to change myself. You know, I've been in the same situation. I like where I'm at and I get comfortable. But once you move into the change and once you accept it, you know, you'll find on the other end of it that it's a lot easier instead of fighting, you know, the universe and angels and even really, you know, our creator. You know, once you step into that and you realize, oh, that's my purpose, my path, that's what I'm supposed to be doing, and you don't worry about it, it's easier on the other end. And like Marcia said, you're very level-headed, and so it's exactly where you want to go.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All right. Well, that was the last of our callers. It looks like we're having some people talking in the chat room a little bit about it's their first time here and they're enjoying the show and they like it. Bethany has a question for you. She's been listening. She wants to know if you see anything with her music career coming up. Oh, I'm sorry, Marcia. You were muted there for a second. Let's try that again.
Oh.
All right, we're having techie issues here.
Bethany, what I'm getting is that you just need to keep in there and hang in there, that there's going to be a huge opening for you, and, you know, it's that one opportunity that you've been waiting for. You know, it's going to come about when you least expect it, but just keep plugging, you know, and taking, grasping the opportunities as they come along. But you're going to get the break that you're waiting for. You are. I feel it not only intuitively, but I feel it in my bones.
Oh, that's a good sign. That's a really good sign. That's pretty cool that you feel that. That's awesome. I'm really feeling that myself, but she wanted me to ask you if you saw anything for her coming, and she wanted me to tell you thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, we have another caller here. We have about 14 minutes left, so I'm going to take her, which is area code 972. You're on with Amanda and Marcia. How are you, 972?
Oh, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
For a rainy Monday. Thank you so much. Marcia, I wanted to ask you, my name is Audrey in Dallas, and I wanted to see what messages, any message, does it have to be specific? Do you want me to be specific, or just can I say what messages do you have for me coming up?
You can ask in general what messages.
Yeah, I think I'd rather do that instead of me trying to control the specific.
Okay. And you said your name's Audrey?
Yeah, Audrey in Dallas.
Mhm. I think I've taken a call from you before. Have you called before?
Yeah. Yeah, you have, as a matter of fact. I remember your voice, too.
So I'm actually, I have a deck of cards spread out on the table in front of me down, and I'm actually, I'm going to pull a card based on the energy, and okay, here it is. So this is the message regarding moon cycles and Archangel Haniel. And it says, notice how the moon affects your energy and manifestations and capitalize upon these cycles. So do you celebrate the new moon and the full moon during the month, or is that not something that you usually think about?
When I do find out there's eclipses coming up, like the 20th and the 21st coming up in March, I do subscribe to different moon information. Then if I happen to know that it's out, I'll try to go out and bask, you know, in it or walk in it. Or, you know, like I'll do the best I can to stay in tune.
Right. Well, okay, so what I'm getting is that there's a few things that are holding you back that you sound like a very optimistic person, but there's a few things that a few beliefs that you've got sort of stuck and they're holding you back from realizing your full potential. And so what this card is representing, I don't know if you're aware that I think it's at the full moon that you release. Let me just double check this. The full moon is when you release anything that isn't serving you any longer. And if you could, do you meditate at all?
Sometimes. I think I a little bit, but not a lot. Not really.
You know, this doesn't have to be a formal meditation, but if you
she meditates some. I was going to say she does some. I've noticed that she does. That's what keeps her really upbeat. I was going to wait and see what she said on that. I think she does.
So at some point when you're quiet and with your own thoughts, you know, try to zero in on what, you know, what those limiting beliefs may be that's holding you back. You know, think about what your goals are and what you want to manifest. And then at the new moon, that's the time that you actually are able to you know, speak what it is that you want to manifest. And that's the time of the month that is most critical for manifesting. So remember, at the full moon, you're going to release those limiting beliefs and what may be holding you back. And then at the new moon is when you state your, you know, what it is that you want to manifest in your life. Does that have any specific, you know, does that resonate with you?
Yeah, it does because I am in the midst of doing some cleanup unfinished business work with a counselor, as a matter of fact, to help me get through some stuff that I think, and I am going through fighting with fear. I've been like finding myself fighting my fears in like going two steps forward and then backwards, you know, like back and forth because of the fear and because of those beliefs, those limiting, like you said, and I'm pushing myself through it, but I'm not doing it by myself. I'm doing it with some help because,
Good.
You know, I have to at this point because it's otherwise I'm not doing the work. You know, I'm
can defeat, you know, self-defeating
right.
if I don't. It's definitely not easy. I mean, I'm really having a hard time with it, I have to say.
Right.
You know,
but, you know, you're doing the right thing by working with someone, because a lot of times unless we have someone hold us to account, you know, then we don't do it. We don't follow through. And so you're actually, you know, being smart in recognizing, okay, I need to get release and get rid of these limiting beliefs. And if you're not strong enough to do it on your own or disciplined enough, then having someone who's going to hold you to account is perfect. So you're doing the right thing.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, everything that you validated, I mean, you validated exactly where I'm at, Marcia. So it was interesting because I didn't know that you were going to pick that up, but you sure did. So that is good. But, yeah, it's hard. I can even notice in my throat chakra my voice is changing, and it's
mm-hmm.
because it's going through the kind of the turmoil, the ugly part of this where I'm just not, you know, I'm like in the midst of it all. So I notice it in my voice even. My voice is not like it's strong or clear or, you know what I mean? Like it just feels like it's at a weak point. Does that make
right.
sense? A weakness.
Right. And that could also
yeah.
be because you're not speaking your truth. You're, you know, if
you
we hold
it there, you will speak it.
I didn't hear what you said, Amanda.
When you get through it, you will speak it. You know, when you don't speak your truth, you get sick. I mean, I went through a period of being sick probably for months, Marcia, at one point that
uh-huh.
I was supposed to get out of a situation, for example. My voice was awful. And, you know, I commend Audrey for the work she is doing because, you know, there for a while I was sick with a very bad cold and I couldn't speak. But as soon as I you know, got into, you know, owning where I was supposed to go and speaking it, it gets easier as you go through it. You just have to work your
right.
way through.
That's really very well put. Thank you for jumping in and putting that in. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
yeah,
Audrey, I
like
really
the
wish
choice,
you well.
You know? Thank you so much. Bless you both. Thank you again. I'm grateful. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you're wonderful, Audrey. Hang in there.
Thank you. Love you.
Love you too, honey. Okay, we have a question in the audience here. We've got about 6 minutes left, Marcia. We have a question
okay.
from Sandy. She says she's feeling stuck, no clue what the next step should be spiritually, as in opening up more. She's not satisfied with the 8-to-5 anymore, and how much longer for the next step to happen?
What I'm getting is that she needs to follow her passion, and if she can identify, if she wasn't doing what she's doing now without any, you know, any restrictions, what would she be doing? You know, what is her passion? Does she love music? Does she love working with children? Does she love art? When she focuses in on what her passion is, then to imagine what her most ideal job would be regarding that, you know, in that area, the area of her passion. And, you know, it's not going to be necessarily a 1-2-3 fix, but she's got to do the preliminary work before she's actually going to be able to, you know, switch into something that really lights her up. And I do see her doing it, but it just may take some time because she's going to have to do the work to identify what it is that she's passionate about, what would her ideal job in that area look like, and then, you know, start the inquiry and doing the research to figure out, okay, you know, where would such a job be? So it may take it may take a year from now before she actually does leave the 8-to-5 and before she's able to strike out in something totally different. but it is possible. She's just going to have to do the work ahead of time.
Yeah, that makes total sense because, you know, she's feeling stuck right now and it's because she's not following her heart and what her, you know, dreams are, and she's not listening to that intuitive voice. And when she does that and steps into that, she's going to move into where she needs to be. And I do feel like it'll be at least a year to get it all together, but she'll do it.
Yeah. And when she, you know, as she's doing this process of, you know, transitioning and, well, first of all, the initial process of identifying her passion and all that, she can appeal to Archangel Shamuel because he is the Archangel of career and career changes, and, you know, appeal to him for his assistance. We don't have to do it alone. She doesn't have to do it alone. So those are two suggestions I've got for her.
Yeah, she says thank you. She's a bookkeeper right now and not happy and having trouble figuring out what her passion is, but she's going to listen for it. And, you know, that's key. That's really cool. And I agree. That's the perfect archangel to call on for that.
Right.
So did you have anything else you wanted to announce before we end the show?
No, I don't have any workshops coming up, but, you know, I've been teaching a class on the angels at a spa once a week. At least I had been prior to my surgery, and once I get a little bit stronger on my feet, hopefully be resuming that. And, you know, it's amazing how many people think that angels are so religious specific. And, you know, I had done a lot of research some time ago, and do you know that all of the Judeo-Christian religions actually talk about angels? I wasn't aware of that till I had done some research on it. Yeah, I thought, you know, growing up, I just thought the angels were more of a Christian phenomenon, but they're not. Judaism has it, Islam has angels, and of course Christianity has angels. And so that, you know, that was really surprisingly an eye-opener for me. And it's not specific to me, because I'm finding, you know, as I lead this class, that a lot of people had thoughts along my line, you know, that it was specific to Christianity. And, of course, Christianity being such a major religion over the years, and the church, this is another interesting factoid regarding angels. At one point, people's belief in angels in the earlier days of Christianity was so great, and the church started getting a little bit upset about it because it was taking power away from the priests. And so they were starting to crack down. Yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting.
That is interesting. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got some good facts there. Yeah, angels are everywhere, and they do help you, and you definitely notice that when you're in a predicament. That's why, you know, sometimes you're late for a certain situation, or, you know, if you're in a car accident, your car moves, and then you're not in an accident somehow. You know, it's quite
right.
Amazing. They're out there, and I know they're real, and, you know, it's an amazing thing. So, Marcia, it's been so fun having you. We're going to have to meet up sometime again and do a visit sometime really soon. It's been a little while since I've gotten to see you, and so maybe another trip in Florida here eventually will happen.
Oh, I would love that. That would be great.
Yeah, so if I'm ever out your way, we'll definitely have to do that.
All right. Well, thank you so much for having me on. It's always a pleasure.
Well, thank you for
coming
on, and we'll have you on again. And I just enjoy you so much. So thanks for saying yes. And I totally enjoyed it, and we'll have you on again. You have a great rest of the day, everybody. Thanks for coming on, Martha.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody. Blessings.
Just check those old records off the shelf.